We're reading chosen excerpts from the sources regarding the Kli, the vessel that holds a blessing for Israel. You can find these excerpts in our website and you can ask questions there. Excerpt number 5 from Likutei Halachot. Rule number 4. There is a medium between the world as a whole and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, the Nefesh, whose root is very high, and it is truly a part of God. It is the medium that connects the whole world with the Creator, and through it, abundance, vitality, and sustenance extend to the entire world. For this reason, everything depends on Israel.
Because Israel are the Rosh of the Parzuf, and the rest are the Guf, the body of the Parzuf. So it depends on the upper part and the rest of the created beings. That's why it's there's a medium between the world as a whole and the Creator, and that is the Israeli soul. It's clear, right? Any questions? Yes, Tzvika. Oh, you're here.
All the time I'm here. Don't you see me?
No, without you asking, you're
disappearing. But I'm the first to ask today. So what he says is that the soul, whose root is very high, and that's not clear.
Actually, the Rosh is the same part of the Partsuf that doesn't belong to the Partsuf. You have a desire. It's a very simple structure. Very simple. You have Rosh. And you have Toch Sof. Right? And you have Or Makif. The Ma'atzil, the Emanator. This is the Rosh.
Israel. Israel.
And here is the nations of the world. So what's not clear? The nations of the world can receive the upper light only when it goes to the Rosh. To the extent the Rosh suits itself to the upper light, this is returning light, this is Or Yashar, direct light, and then the Or Yashar that's clothed in the returning light, or Pnimi, inner light, penetrates the nations of the world on the condition that they have preparation for it. Do you understand what role Israel has? They need to adapt themselves to, as it's called, our Father in the heavens. They have to suit themselves to the nations of the world. That's one, that's two. They need to receive from the nations of the world their deficiency. That's number three. And to raise that deficiency to the Creator is four. And then to get that back from Him, that's five. And all of that is done by the Rosh. So without the Rosh, there is nothing. That's why he says that is the main part. It's the medium between the world as a whole and the Creator. And its root is very high. It's a godly part from above. What's the difference between a Rosh and the Guf? The Rosh is seemingly the desires of all the Guf, of all the body, but that are already included with the intention in order to bestow, meaning the quality of the Creator. And this mix-up, this mix we have in Israel between the two worlds, between the quality of the Creator and the created beings, and Israel, they're not leave anything for themselves. They only have the third middle part of Tiferet. So we see that this nation is unique and that it's horrible before its correction.
Yeah, but everyone has this potential to reach.
No, no, not to be a Rosh. Only to those that are have the qualities of Rosh.
Yeah, but how do you reach the quality of Rosh? Well, maybe I should say, not everyone has. Doesn't everybody have the potential to be a Rosh?
No.
No?
No, of course not. If you're born a man, can you also be a woman?
In this case, it is possible. You know, they're laughing, I'm waking them up, but this is predetermined if you'll be in the Rosh or in the Guf?
Of course, there's no question about that even. Each person's place in the general soul, Rosh and Guf, and in general, every place, of course it's all predetermined. Yes, each person, that is the root of a person's soul that does not change. You don't need to be, you know, worried about not being Rav Zusha, but you need to be a corrected Rav Zusha, not to be Moses.
I'll ask a different question. Can I aim myself to be in the Rosh if I'm in the Guf? Is there
No. You can't because you don't have a deficiency in the first place to be there. Go out to the street. Who wants to be Rosh? Who wants to be the Rosh of the Neshama, of the soul? An ambulance will come for you. What are you talking about? It's obvious. Each and every one of us is activated from his basic desire. So just to realize oneself, that's it. That's what it says, that the Creator brings a person to the good fate, and there a person needs to realize himself. That's it. Nothing you can do. You can see how many of our friends, each one is realizing themselves in a different way. You see Moscow, Kiev, New York, Peter. Beersheva, Rehovot, Haifa, Portugal, before there were friends from VG, Jerusalem, Rishon, Sochi, Silicon Valley. Look at the geography we have here. And each one has their own roots of their soul. Each person, each group and every person.
Meaning all these people on the screens, they belong to the Rosh.
They belong to the Rosh.
But the ones who are in Israel...
What do you mean Israel?
In this physical country. I want to ask so it will be clear in my mind.
Physical is meaningless.
The one who live here, they're Jews, right? Is there a concept, a term called Jew in this place, in this country? Do they belong to the Rosh or to the Guf? I have to understand what's going on here.
Let's say to the Rosh.
No, not let's say.
No, because there are many systems, I can't say.
Israel.
Even in Israel, yes.
Yeah, because they say there's the potential. By chance, yesterday I was in Jerusalem. I saw there was more of an atmosphere of Rosh. People, no, I'm not kidding. You see that there is a very strong feeling. You feel it.
Of what? Of Klipa?
I don't know if that's Klipa.
It's a Klipa. Baal Salam writes it too. After the destruction of the temple, Jerusalem is a place of the Klipa. Until it will rise, it's a place of destruction. The place that has to be the highest level of sanctity is the highest level of klipa now, of impurity. Nothing to hide here or to be ashamed of. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater too. But if he's not yet great, then his inclination is great. That's the whole thing. Yes.
Oh, but still, there was the temple there. And
yeah, there was, but there isn't. So instead of that same level of sanctity, let's say that the temple resembles sanctity. So instead of that, there is klipa, impurity.
What does it mean? All has to turn around?
Of course.
When will it happen?
By our work.
Then will it become sanctity?
Yeah, in the meantime, though, it's a klipa. You don't feel what's going on there and in Israel in general? What? That other than connection, we don't need a thing. If we do some step towards connection, then you'll see how everything changes. That's it.
So, what is action number two to adapt himself to the deficiency of the nations of the world? What is that? How can you adapt yourself?
there are many ties between us and the nations of the world. It's to awaken them towards the same goal, because the Rosh itself can't do a thing. And in fact, without the deficiency you get from them, that's number three, without it, you can't turn to the Creator. Number four, what will you turn to the Creator with? You're destined, your purpose is only to correct the nations of the world. If you're not going to correct them, then you have no reason to turn to the Creator. Otherwise, what? You'll turn to the Creator in order to receive, to be a Rosh, to be something? No, you can't. Even for the correction of the group, if you are not intending to correct it in order to bestow upon the general soul, you have no reason to turn. It'll be for certain in order to receive. He writes about it, Yaniv. Where are all these things? Yes.
So, we can also understand from this drawing that Israel is a kind of representative of the Creator for the nations of the world?
Of course, that's why we're treated that way, that we're not okay. I mean, they feel that we need to fulfill a role that we don't want to. We want to be like them. It'll never be.
It's a really strong place to be in.
Right, what can you do? Because there is no nation like Israel. It's the same souls, the cream of the 70 nations that could connect through Abraham, and that is the formation of the nation. It's very, I don't know how to say it, something very sharp, and it will be more and more. I even stopped writing about it on Twitter. Everything is so open and so revealed. There's nothing to even express. Okay, let's move.
So what is it? Genetic? Meaning it goes by inheritance?
It's a spiritual root, and the moment it's clothed on a corporeal branch, then it accompanies that branch. They wanted to check and see where it is inside the human body, the spiritual reshimot, right? But they can't discover this. But from this group living for many years, so there are biological phenomena here. But then they don't belong to the spiritual reshimot. This component in the blood or in some kind of tissue is only, you'll find only in Jews. Something like that you might find, but to identify that is a spiritual reshimo for Israel, no, there's no such thing. That's not clothed in matter, but it can give special phenomena. But they come only when the Babylonians live together already, a few thousands of years after they connected to the group of Israel, of Abraham. So if you cancel all the differences now between the people of Israel, you'll see that within a few generations, everyone will be in a different way than they were before. In general, for everyone. Yes.
When a child is born, let's say a child is born, does he have in him something that determines that he will be part of this thing from Israel or part of the nations of the world? Like we see all the friends all over the world, they're also, it's new, maybe a new form.
No, no. After this mingling that took place, where Israel went to exile, the reason why they went to exile is to join to them the souls of the nations. Meaning to plant seeds in all the rest of the shattered pieces of the soul of Adam HaRishon, those same sparks that only they had. And today, you have people from Africa, from Asia, from any place around the world. There's no problem. He can be Rabbi Shimon tomorrow. That's it. No difference whatsoever. Yes.
What's so apparent and well-known that you're saying you stopped writing about it on Twitter?
Because I see that what warming do you have if you have already oranges in the North Pole? Well, I'm exaggerating, but what is there to write about it? About nature, there's nothing to write. About the world facing crises, you know, the crisis is here, but it's still being prevented in different actions. It'll help to an extent now, but the fall will be even greater afterwards. So there's nothing to write about that either. What, to write about the young generation? How many people already write about it? What, to write about what? I don't know. Send me, please, questions or something. I don't know. I have no more ideas of what to write. And also, recently, when I wrote, it was only for our narrow circles, according to what we learned in the morning or spoke about, but not for the broad audiences regarding the Twitter. So I don't know what else to write on Twitter. I really don't.
But we have to keep on repeating it to the public, right? It's not something that...
Go ahead, but I can't keep on repeating it. What, to bring you again quotes from what I wrote? In
haiku.
Haiku. Or psalms, or what? I don't know what else.
One more question regarding this illustration. Number three, what is it? What do we absorb from them?
Deficiencies. Because without that, I can't turn to the Creator.
Once you absorb the chisaron, what do you ask for them? Something specific?
To let me care for them, that's it.
Let me care for them in what?
Give me strength and understanding to care for them, to treat them, to know how I treat their deficiencies. Not to fulfill directly, that's clear, the Creator, but how I take their deficiency and raise it to you. So that I, together with them, will invite this light that reforms correctly. Because these things, this taking care of this goof of the soul, it's not known. Not at all.
And this chisaron, it's abstract. Doesn't matter what crisis they're in, right?
No, it's not abstract, no. Every time, it's different, and no. I'm telling you, we don't know how to turn to the Creator for the public, but in my people I dwell. Okay, let's... Yes.
I'm sorry if the question isn't so clear, but If the Creator is trying, He has His dear ones, He wants to feed them, and I seemingly don't feed them. For some reason, I have my own logic that causes me to keep on breathing and living and being correct, but this logic is a complete lie, completely false. I'm looking at these who are dear to the Creator, they're not being fed, and it's my fault. What else should happen? I don't understand how to break this falsehood I live by. I see that they're not being fed, and it's my fault, and I can't break this stinking logic that causes me to live this lie. How to come out of it?
I myself don't know. I completely identify with every word you said. I don't know myself. There is some kind of just blockage in the heart that I don't know how it can be corrected. Even the gates of hell, I don't think you can get rid of it. I don't know. Somehow, sometime it will happen, but how, I don't know. But still, keep taking another step forward towards inclusion with the nations of the world, to disseminate more, to do another campus, something else. Well, what's the problem? Open a department in Italian and start gathering more and more people, strangers who weren't before. For there to be a few, yes. There is room for work here. Six.
Excerpt number 6 from Be'er Ma'im Chaim. Israel are the first and foremost to receive all the bestowal, and from there it spreads to all the worlds. This is why they are called Israel, Lirosh. I have a head, I have a Rosh, meaning they are the Rosh to receive the first blessing, and then it passes to the rest of the people in the world.
In other words, this we can't change, it has to go through us. Through us, meaning it doesn't matter, it can be South America, we see the Turkish, Bulgaria, Europe, Latin America, it doesn't matter who. Russians, if we got this awakening, we have to pass on this awakening to the entire world. Okay? So, it's impossible that the fulfillment will come to them, not through us. And that is why we exist. Okay? 7.
Excerpt number 7 from Baal HaSulam, the Arvut, Mutual Guarantee, item 20. The end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under His work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth in that day. The Lord will be one and His name one. The text specifies on that day, and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto Him. But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned in item 12. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and mitzvot, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him.
Questions?
Will it be correct to say that Israel have a right to exist only if the nations of the world demand?
If Israel don't want to if Israel don't want to fulfill their role, then they supposedly disappear. They have no role in the world. Not in Israel as being Israel, and not as being a nation, because the nation's falling apart and exists only for the future. Because the purpose of creation must be realized, but not for their own, not for themselves, by being held from above.
If there isn't a clear demand from the nations of the world, how can Israel respond clearly?
That's a problem, right? But the Israeli nation can awaken towards correction, even without the nations of the world awakening it. The nations of the world actually always awaken it, because that's their natural response, that's from above. That they are more or less giving an example to what extent the actions of Israel aren't worthy in the eyes of the upper force, in the eyes of the Creator. The fact that the nations of the world come to ruin, to destroy, to destroy the people of the nation of Israel, that shows us how we are not worthy in the eyes of the Creator. That's it, simple as that, because there is none else besides Him. It's all this balance of forces, and if we are not making an effort to stabilize the system correctly, then we feel it's kind of crooked form. Look how the world today is becoming more and more brutal and bad towards us, and it'll be worse and worse, because this is a time we need to make the correction. It's the last generation. It's the time that the correction needs to come. There were many, many years that kind of they rolled with it, you know, and it was never good or convenient or easy, but you see that there are times that are considered good to get organized, to resuscitate, to start correcting themselves. Ask the Americans how they lived in the last 100 years, the Jews there. And ask them today, and in a few years, today they still don't yet really feel it. But what they will have, you'll see. If they won't correct themselves, they'll reach a Holocaust that will take place in America. I wrote about this a few years ago. They laughed. Today they're not laughing anymore, but they're still... We know even the gates of hell, he can say that he's going to be brought to heaven. We heard this from those people that came to the concentration camps in the Holocaust. They thought it's all... They thought they were going to some kind of
sanitarium.
Some kind of sanitarium. Yep. And these discernments that are being managed from above, and a person is just in this dream, and he has nothing to do. But it's after he is for a relatively long time in a state of freedom of choice. And if he's not using it anymore, then it's taken from him. And there start being actions according to the blows. So freely we could make an action that would be easy. We could easily do corrections on the spiritual level, but on the corporeal level, in order to make this correction, you pay for it with a high price and for many years. And that's the relationship between corporeality and spirituality. And you see, still people don't understand. We need to, again and again and again, to publish this as much as possible. Fill all the internet with that, in different forms. And slowly, slowly, it'll start penetrating. This will discover it, and this will discover it, and this and that. Do everything that is in your ability to do.
Announcement. Evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30. Hold on. We have a short report. We'd like to update you regarding our study hall. In the upcoming few days, we're going to work on the air conditioning systems here. So starting from tomorrow morning, we're going to study downstairs in the dining hall. So starting from tomorrow, Tuesday, until Thursday, including Thursday, we're going to study downstairs. Friday's morning lesson will be back here. One more announcement regarding the evening lessons. Starting with today until Thursday, the evening lessons will be recorded, but we're not meeting here to watch the lessons. So starting with tomorrow morning, we're downstairs studying until Thursday, and the evening lessons are recorded, so we're not gathering here. We sent you on email and WhatsApp and Sviva Tova. We'll send it again.
This evening, lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman, 5:30 to 7 Israel time.
From Unity to One, Congress in Chisinev, Moldova. We're going to have it on September 6th through 8th. For registrations and details, go into our website, kabbalah.info/convention. Thank you. Have a good day. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light
tonight, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above our place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time.